Human rights lawyers have condemned suggestions by the Prime Minister that it should be illegal for businesses to boycott working with companies because of environmental issues. Scott Morrison has described the actions of environmental groups who campaign against Australian businesses as indulgent and selfish. The Human Rights Law Centre says any tightening of protest laws would be an encroachment on democracy and on the government's responsibility to facilitate free speech. Georgia Hitch has this report.
After a week of demonstrations by protesters outside a mining and resources conference in Melbourne, Scott Morrison has made it clear on commercial station 3AW what he thinks.
I think they're really starting to push the envelope where we've got reports of people being spat at just because they're wearing a business shirt on their way to work in Melbourne. This is, I think, getting well beyond the pale.
While the Prime Minister is looking at legislative options to curb what he sees as extreme behaviour, his bigger focus is a different, more removed kind of protest.
There's also the broader issue of what I'm seeing as secondary boycotts being effectively put in place through this type of activism, just targeting decent small businesses who are providing services to the mining industry, and they're being blackbanned and they're being harassed.
Put simply, secondary boycotts focus on businesses that supply or engage with companies that are seen by protesters to be acting questionably, whether that be for environmental or social reasons. Scott Morrison says actions specifically targeting those that support mining and resource companies is unnecessary and unfair. But as the Executive Director of the Human Rights Law Centre, Hugh de Kretser, highlights, many important social changes have been forged through secondary boycotts.
If you look at boycotts of products produced by the Nazi regime, if you look at boycotts of South Africa and the anti-apartheid movement, boycotts and secondary boycotts for a key feature of the pressure put on the South African government for change. This is an absolutely legitimate protest tactic.
He's urging the government to think very carefully about cracking down on activism rights.
It's extremely concerning that the Prime Minister and leaders in the government are talking about heavier penalties, harsher laws and the like. Governments actually have an obligation under international law to facilitate protest, and that's part of our democracy, and we should cherish it.
Hugh de Kretser also points out there are already competition laws prohibiting secondary boycotts, but they include explicit provisions for protests that focus on environmental or consumer protection. Speaking on Channel 9 this morning, Labor's Deputy Leader Richard Marles echoed the Prime Minister's assessment of the Melbourne demonstrators as indulgent, but wouldn't commit to backing any future legislative changes.
There are extensive laws around interfering with contractual relations which exist at a federal level right now. So, his government could think about implementing those laws. We'll have a look at whatever the government is putting forward. But I think the starting point is to see whether or not this government can actually act on the laws that it already has in place.
Labor's Deputy Leader Richard Marles, and that report from Georgia Hitch.